This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Words matter. We're in the middle of another information operation right now. This is why nearly every left of center media outlet is consistently using the word insurrection or the even more inflammatory coup attempt to refer to what happened to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Which really lowers the bar on what an insurrection or a coup attempt is. What they're doing is methodically intentional, and the reason is crystal clear. They want to paint a dark, ominous picture of the American political landscape, one that firmly places anyone who questioned the 2020 election or even supported former President Trump as just political adversaries, not just political adversaries, but enemies, outlaws, who want to overthrow a democratically elected government. Now, dig, if you will, a picture of people who all year defended rioters, who attacked police, burned buildings, looted stores, trashed neighborhoods, and literally took over police stations, are now successfully painting Trump supporters as enemies of law and order. And crazier still, because so many people don't think for themselves. They don't think critically. Millions of people are believing that right now. Many people will lose their freedom for simply, albeit unwisely, walking through open doors, even if they weren't among those who attacked police, vandalized property, or broke into offices. People have lost their jobs and reputations simply for being among the hundreds of thousands at the rally. Trump supporters nationwide are being painted with guilt by association, driven from major social networking platforms because of a single event. Now you might be asking, how could this possibly happen? Granted, even given the fact that in any tense mob, a few rambunctious rabble-rousers can wreak a lot of havoc. This riot should never have happened in the first place. When you're fighting the political war we're currently engaged in with enemies against whom we're currently engaged, we can't afford even one mistake. And this was a big one. It was an unforced error. The left had been longing for a narrative-furthering event like this for decades, and they got it all in one fell swoop. The people that were in the building, right? Mostly white group of right-wingers misbehaving on a massive scale on the biggest stage of all. Almost too perfect. And now they're using it, as they have COVID-19 and virtually every other crisis that comes, to further their evil end. So sadly, because of the actions of a few hundred rioters who got out of control, the left forever intends to paint you as an insurrectionist. You are someone who attempted a coup. Yeah, words matter. So what do governments historically do with insurrectionists and those who attempt unsuccessful coups? It's nice to say things don't normally end up well for them. This, of course, says a lot about what the left would do with us if they were able, and it speaks to why they use such inflammatory language for what happened on January the 6th. If they can paint the right as insurrectionists and coup plotters, they can then justify any method to stop and or punish the insurrection and coup plotting. And if you think they never do it, consider all the ways the world has changed because of a virus with a 99.87% survival rate. And this is why it's so important to push back on this narrative. What happened that day was stupid, tragic, pre-planned, and completely unnecessary for conservatives to be involved in, but it was not an insurrection, it was not a coup attempt, it wasn't even close. The Merriam-Webster definition of insurrection is an active instance or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. Definition of a coup d'etat is the violent overthrow or alteration of an existing government by a small group. Where are the few hundred rioters who broke into the U.S. Capitol and the few dozen miscreants who attacked police, damaged property, broke into unauthorized areas, literally attempting to revolt? Were they trying to overthrow? Well, according to the media, yeah. And they tell us this with a straight face, but if you watch any video of the events of that day, especially the one of the clowns who made it inside the Senate chamber, tell me if there's any screams of violent overthrow. I'm not defending them. I think what happened was pretty stupid, to be honest with you. I think if you're going to go in there with any intent ever, you'd better be pretty serious about what you're going to do. In today's social media, I wonder how many Instagram posts were taken inside there, the Viking helmet guy and all these other things. I wonder how many people, the person that stole the lectern, how many Instagram likes did he get out of that, or Facebook likes? Because that's what it looked like to me. It looked like a big social media opportunity. But, what they did was horrible, and stupid, and illegal, and dumb. And those were the actions of a riotous, out-of-control mob who rationally thought that going inside the U.S. Capitol was going to somehow sway the vote taking place. They were spurred on by Antifa. Antifa had salted the group. In the video, one guy in the Senate chamber even says it's a PR war, as if he and his cohorts lose every ounce of positive PR the right may have had prior to January 6th. It was ugly, but it was not a violent overthrow. Ah. But you say there are weapons there. So color me unimpressed by this report about the alarming number of weapons found at or near the U.S. Capitol. A pickup truck here, a pair of flex cuffs there, and pretty soon you've got a whole new government, right? Come on. If these morons, all or most of whom doubtless own weapons, were indeed hell-bent on something like overthrowing the government, wouldn't you have expected a better effort than what we saw? Words matter. This was a riotous mob that was spurred on by a bunch of provocateurs, and they went along with it. But it was a riotous mob. It was not an insurrection or a coup attempt. And we should not let them take away our liberties because of a lie. This is why you still got the armed camp that is Washington, D.C. right now. This is why the gun control is all that, we got to do something about these guns. Because there were guns there. There was guns in a pickup truck. When I look at this, and I've told this story before, they've also called it a siege. Now, typically, any of those things lead to a lot more bloodshed than what we had happen at the Capitol, where the only shooting that I'm aware of took place with probably a Secret Service agent who we still don't know who the shooter was, or I don't anyway, and a Air Force veteran. And there are people that are rationalizing it. Well, she breached. And when you breach, when the first person comes through, when you breach, well, okay, this isn't some military operation where you're going to go clear a room. There were windows there. They could see who was breaching, and they could see who was behind the breacher, which was a bunch of Capital City cops all tacked up. Not exactly the dangerous thing it was. Despite what AOC may be saying, while she was hiding in the Cannon building, she was not in the Capitol building, and the first person in her door was a Capitol police officer who was probably all jacked up because some things were happening, and he was trying to move people to safety, but that made her feel unsafe. It didn't feel right. It scared me. And, Ted Cruz tried to... this is the thing. Hype it up. Hype. I'm not buying it. What happened January the 6th was silly. It was not a coup attempt by any stretch of the imagination. things would look a lot different if it happened. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Coming from the Center for American Progress, they were kind enough to present six policies to reduce gun violence in Nevada this past Wednesday. And this was not a study. this was a regurgitation of gun control talking points. But they did, you know, when they presented this, it was replete with footnotes to make it appear like it was a serious study. But it unsurprisingly shows itself to be another piece of AstroTurf propaganda commissioned by connected and powerful elites. It's been designed to smear me and you and advance citizen disarmament by swindling the ignorant into surrendering their rights. So, here are the policies that they are stumping for currently. First, they want to repeal gun stores' essential business status. This would lead the lead into this with the, you know, with the coronavirus business closures. But without presenting any evidence whatsoever that gun stores pose any greater public health risk than any of the other establishments deemed essential, including casinos. What it would do is deny citizens the tools of defense in times of emergency when they need them most and when civil authorities are overwhelmed. Many people would be on their own, plus defunded, plus the Ferguson effect, plus letting all these criminals out of jail, plus we're opening the borders now. Yeah. Then they want to prohibit people who commit hate crimes from possessing guns. The recommendation is the Nevada legislature should amend current state law to prohibit people convicted of all hate crimes, both felony and misdemeanor, from gun possession. But here's what they don't tell us about how hate crimes can be defined. It's against the law in New York City to threaten someone with a call to immigration authorities or refer to them as an illegal alien if you're motivated by hate. The restrictions and violations, which are punishable by fines up to $250,000 per offense, are outlined in a 29-page directive released by City Hall's Commission on Human Rights. Among the most rabid, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, being at the core of the Republican caucus makes you a legitimate white supremacist sympathizer. Hard not to see how that one's going to go. They want to ban ghost guns. Now, criminals are not allowed to have any guns whatsoever by law. Prohibited. If they steal one or buy one on the black market, first they will need to drop it at a crime scene. Think ATF's Operation Fast and Furious. And even then, knowing the serial number will not tell authorities who illegally obtained it. And what this is really about is the government knowing who has what so that when the time comes, it can be confiscated. And of course, criminals such edicts are supposed to deter will carry on business as usual, unimpeded, laughing at the law-abiding suckers. They suggest implement gun licensing. And, of course, it will be May issue, so there's no room for corruption there, right? Plus, it's a prior restraint on a right, one that specifically comes with a shall-not-be-infringed prescription. And plus, we don't need to explain further. How about no? Or how about hell no? If totalitarians want to keep pushing and making us outlaws for claiming our rights, they're going to find some of us are going to be the very best outlaws we can be. They want to update Nevada's firearm preemption law. This would create a patchwork quilt where you're legal here, but cross an invisible county or municipal line, and suddenly you're illegal. So it would be impossible to comply with the law, which fittingly calls, quote, attributed to Joseph Stalin's head murderer, Beria. He said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. They recommend banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And that's what they're also going for in the Biden administration. And when there's another atrocity in a gun-free zone, they may just get enough feckless Republicans to betray their staunch defender of the Second Amendment ratings from the NRA and give it to them. And at that point, when the orders to obey and surrender be destroyed, it will not just be no, and not just be hell no, but it's going to be no. Your move. I am not about to sit back and accept a one-sided mandatory version of unity and healing at gunpoint. That's just not going to happen. That's coming out of Nevada. Now, in the Senate, Connecticut's congressional delegation, including anti-gun senators Murphy and Blumenthal, have reintroduced a bill that mandates, goodness gracious, gun owners keep their firearms under lock and key when they're not in use. This isn't the first time it's been filed in Congress, but with Democrats now in control of both chambers as well as the White House, Blumenthal says he's confident that the measure can pass the House. They're calling this Ethan's Law, which requires households with children under the age of 18 to lock all firearms, which will be the first in a series of gun safety measures that may become law now that both chambers. But they also want universal background checks and red flag laws to remove weapons from dangerous people, which I don't know how they would possibly enforce federally. Blumenthal said, "This political movement had really come of age. To put it very simply, the grip of the gun lobby on Congress has been broken. We face a new day here when it comes to gun violence prevention. This measure is the first in a series of common sense steps, but it has powerful justification on its own." Well, here's a problem with mandated safe storage. When they have mandated safe storage, you have essentially given up the Fourth Amendment. Because the only way to ensure that you're doing your mandated safe storage, first they have to know who's got guns. That's going to have to create a gun registry. Then that's going to mean that since we need to make sure that you're compliant, that we don't need a search warrant to come and make sure you comply because we know you have guns. And they would make it a federal crime if you didn't lock your gun up with a secure gun storage or safety device, if a minor is likely to gain access to the firearm without permission, or if a resident of the dwelling cannot legally possess a firearm. Now, in the 2008 Heller decision, the Supreme Court also ruled that the D.C. gun storage law was also unconstitutional because it precluded gun owners from using their firearms in self-defense. So since the Heller decision, they've been trying to pass gun storage laws that aren't substantially different from the one struck down in D.C., but they have just enough tweaks that they'll withstand legal scrutiny. And that's why the federal gun storage bill introduced by Blumenthal, Murphy, and the rest of Connecticut's anti-gun congressional delegation contains a vague reference to the likelihood of a minor gaining access as triggering enforcement of the law. Now, it would face all kinds of legal challenges because it's unconstitutional. And it creates a cascade of things that are going to have to follow along with it just to be enforced. Not going to be fun. They're not going to have fun with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Without a single Republican vote, the House has passed a budget measure on President Biden's proposal of a coronavirus aid package. It comes after an all-night session in the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have been focused like a laser to get a deal done.
On Monday, we will begin working on the specifics of the bills. Hopefully, in a two-week period of time, we'll send something over to the Senate.
The goal is to finalize legislation by mid-March when additional unemployment benefits expire. The president reiterated Friday that $1,400 checks are still on the table.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
The president says it is unlikely that his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will be approved. This is USA Radio News. The New York Supreme Court has ruled that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district. Friday's ruling ends a three-month legal battle. Representative Tenney tells News Channel 9 in Syracuse.
We are declaring victory. The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. In a Democratic government, this is unfortunately the way it is. You know, winners have the most votes. So we're very excited. I'm the privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
The victory comes as another win for Republicans and whittles down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212, Representative Tenney winning the race by a margin of 109 votes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 92 points on Friday, S&P 500 up 15, and the NASDAQ gaining 78. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. When I was in the military, I took great pride in knowing I was a part of an organization that was part of the most lethal force on the planet. We were able to deploy at a moment's notice. We were able to be in combat. In Europe, we would have been in combat in about 43 minutes because we were stationed in the battlefield. That 43 minutes would have taken, you know, that's us getting there, getting our battle rattle on and heading out the gate. Those were the good old days. Now the military leadership has gone completely around the bend. It's no longer about being able to project force at a moment's notice where it's needed. Instead, they are armpit deep in pandering to mentally disordered personnel. Now, a question was put to some flag officers out there talking about a policy that they've done where they're asking for the forces to stand down. And this has to do with rooting out white supremacy. And they were asked, these flag officers, how will this policy or decision increase lethality, cost effectiveness, survivability, combat effectiveness, logistical sustainability, readiness, deterrence, or any other metric by which we assess our military ability to kill people and break things on behalf of the National Command Authority? Not one of those perfumed princes were able to answer, choosing, as always, to focus on other issues. They refer to the part of the Pentagon where the Secretary of Defense hangs out as the E-ring. And they've decided to conduct what's known as a stand-down to address the statistically non-existent issue of white supremacist-driven extremism in the armed forces. as reported by that bastion of truth, NBC News. The Pentagon on Wednesday said it was still uncertain how to grapple with the problem of extremism in its ranks and announced a military-wide pause to allow troops and commanders a chance to focus on the issue. Lloyd Austin, the first black Secretary of Defense who recently took over at the Pentagon, ordered each branch of the military to stand down at some point over the next 60 days to discuss the threat posed by white supremacy and similar extremism, said Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. Now, this is, remember what happened during the inauguration? They were going to vet the military because they said, we're being guarded by an enemy within. They thought that any minute our forces, our National Guards, were going to turn and face them weapons up, which wouldn't have mattered because they didn't have any ammo. So that even that part of it was theater. But a stand down in this sense involves a pause in all but the absolute essential operations, and you can think units in contact with the enemy. And it's usually for 24 hours in order to address some critical concern of immediate import. Normally, that would be some sort of a safety issue with aircraft, although others have addressed issues such as sexual harassment and suicide prevention. And that, like, suicide prevention happens at key times during the year. It always has, because you've always got a bunch of young fellows who are separated from their families living in a barracks, which is, you know, it's much nicer than what Gomer Pyle used to sleep in, but it's still, they're still alone. And you have to reach out and make these people feel like they're part of something, even when they're not on duty. That's normally a crisis where they would absolutely pay attention to that. Now, in responding to the Secretary of Defense's unsubstantiated assertion of extremism in the ranks of the military, we heard this coming out of the infantry. By, I only know his last name, Shreef. This is was an unconscionable affront to the U.S. military. The assertion that the National Guardsmen pose an insider threat to Joe Biden should have been met with guffaws and a refusal to do of any governor to go along with it. In September 1934, Adolf Hitler was expecting a Jaeger regiment commanded by Colonel Erwin Rommel. The Nazi security apparatus insisted that politically reliable SS troops be positioned between Rommel's regiment and Hitler. Rommel said if that came to pass, his troops would not be there. It is a shame when our military commanders can't muster the same courage. This is beginning to smell like something more than leftists screwing up everything they touch. And, you know, I'm trying to think my way through this. Maybe you might see something I'm missing. Our military has had a goodly portion of its strength continuously deployed since the cowardly attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Back then, soldiers with children, when they first deployed, are now saying farewell, as some of them have grandchildren now that are boarding rotator flights to the sandbox. And some of that has been undoubtedly necessary. But Trump looked at things, and he took steps to withdraw troops from unwinnable wars and attempted to curtail the money supplied to corporate feeding troughs. And there's been a couple of interesting byproducts from this. You've got a lot of infantrymen and other troops as well that have become battle-hardened and gained invaluable combat skill. Something you can't teach. That's not something you can teach. You can only live it. There's also no doubt that a huge number of them, fatigued by the multiple deployments under hazardous conditions, made even more deadly by insane rules of engagement and post-firefight judicial harassment, are very happy to not be spending another combat tour. And make no mistake about this. They know who's responsible for all of that malfeasance. They know. So this brings us to another recent effort to purge Trump supporters from, the military. If the left has it its desire to reinvolve these United States in needless conflicts, I'm pretty sure there would be absolutely no reason to get rid of any military members based on political affiliation. The culture of our military is generally that when called to the colors, you go and you fight. Done. That's it. Period. Then there's the other half of the equation, and note that the target of this stand down is focused on a statistically non-existent issue. rather than the infiltration of Antifa, BLM, and critical race theory in our military's senior leaders' decision-making progress. What's so egregious about this is the leftists are using a flat-out lie as the basis for destroying our institutions. So, most of this turmoil has all been based upon a lie. And that not only is the precept behind Black Lives Matter being a lie, but it's actually Democrat governance that has and continues to bring the most harm to black Americans and other minorities in the United States. So on one hand, we have what looks a whole lot like the beginnings of a subtle Stalinist purge of the military. And on the other, we have an avid promotion by senior military leadership of counterfactual history and a determined effort to undermine the ethics, mores, and morale of the institution by sanctifying what appear to be real insurrectionists in the ranks. And the only reason I can come up with this is the possibility somebody has some aberrant ideas or possible uses of our troops that might would not pass constitutional muster. And on the other side of that, you are the acolytes of the Antifa and BLM who remain in the ranks and who might not be at all adverse to violating the civil rights of American citizens. All that is needed on top of that are a few folks with some reverent credibility to begin the cacophony of cries calling for the military to do something about the scourge of all those white supremacist Trump supporters. And we get this from NPR. When it comes to domestic extremists, such as those who stormed the Capitol, a longtime CIA officer argues that the U.S. should treat them as an insurgency. And this means using counterinsurgency tactics similar in the ways of those used in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. What does that sound like to you? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Time, let's get this done, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Sometimes when I sit back and I wonder why the Democrats so hotly pursue gun control while not looking at the other things that people use to kill other people with all the time, I know why that is. When people want to, the left wants to ban AR-15s because, you know, these people who use cars for murder-suicide. You can't use a car to fight a tyrant. You can't use a hammer to fight a tyrant. And if you're using any of those things to be fighting tyrants, that's probably to get guns to fight the tyrant more efficiently. So that's the biggest reason they want gun control, because they want to take guns from us. Because apparently, like what I was just talking about with the military, there might be a day where they might want the military to be comprised of loyal troops, right, that they would ask to go do something. And if we can't fight back, it's going to be a very quick fight. We'll be France. We would be France in the 40s. And a very educational thing to do, and this has nothing to do with gun control per se, okay, but to look at their priorities. Look at their priorities for things they do just in general, and this will give you an idea of why nothing changes with them when it comes to gun control, because their thought pattern is all about virtue signaling and looking good and feeling like they're doing something. They've got to constantly be doing something. So, did you know, for example, that San Francisco was named for St. Francis of Assisi? I didn't know that. You probably knew that. I didn't know that. Because when it comes down to it, right now, today, with San Francisco, since I'm never going to get to ride my bike on those fabled hills, well, not going to be something it's off my list now. It's not something I want to do. St. Francis, he wrote, "All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle." Catholics revere the Italian friar, canonized in 1228 for his great love of animals and of all of God's creation. As the current pope said in adopting Francis as his papal name, St. Francis also advanced the idea of poverty against the luxury, pride, vanity of the civil, and the ecclesiastical powers. Now, Francis lived during the Crusade, so he was well aware of the world's forays into darkness and of the vanity of the governmental authorities. Despite that, and I mean, you know, it's this, in the same way we can foresee how things are going to happen later when we're gone. These guys could do this too. I don't think it'd be easy for St. Francis of Assisi to have conceived of the level of pride and vanity of the civil powers who run the modern and still beautiful California city that bears his name. They're doing everything they can to stamp out every light with their dark ignorance in incalculable absurdity. And we get this, and this is so farcical that you sit back and you're like, this can't possibly be true. This can't possibly be a priority with them. But it is. The details are every bit as crazy as their headlines. So, late last month, the San Francisco Board of Education announced its plans to rename as many as 44 school campuses following the results of a Blue Ribbon volunteer panel that analyzed existing school names. The board is now asking the public to submit their suggestions of alternative names by April 19th. Now, mind you, of course, these people are beholden to no one. They're volunteers. Somebody can convene them with the idea that, you know, we're going to rid ourselves of every vestige of the past that might prove to be problematic. Now, I can't wait to see the suggestions, but dozens of schools don't currently meet the board standards, including ones named after George Washington, Robert Louis Stevenson, Thomas Jefferson, Paul Revere, John Muir, who founded the Sierra Club, or Dianne Feinstein, who I don't even need to explain. Completely wacky, even if they accidentally might have been right about Feinstein. So this effort to cancel historical public figures represents a typical holier-than-thou crusade. In a city that marches under the banner of brain-dead political correctness, according to Gary Camilla. And he wrote this in the left-leaning Atlantic magazine. His problem with this is that this school renaming plan provides ammunition to those who hold the most extreme caricatures of liberals. They call themselves liberals because they want you to believe they're for liberty. But they're not for liberty. They're leftists. For anybody who spends a lot of time in the city, they would tell you that this is not very much of a caricature. Board President Gabriela Lopez said, "This is an opportunity for our students to learn about the history of our school's names, including the potential new ones. The resolution came to the school board in the wake of the attacks in Charlottesville. And we're working alongside the rest of the country to dismantle symbols of racism and white supremacy culture. I am excited about the idea schools will come up with." And it's odd citing the awfulness in Charlottesville as an excuse to boot John Muir off of a school building. And this is the thing. These guys will look for a reason anywhere. See, what happened in Charlottesville was basically leftists on leftists. That wasn't, this was not conservatives versus leftists. And it's all under the umbrella term now of white supremacy. That's become the new, that's the Xerox. That's why NRA is the gun advocacy. One term that you can use, we can lump everybody under it. Even if you're black, I guess, and you think conservative, well, you're a supremacist or you're enabling a supremacist. I can't wait for the suggestions. Would offer a few absurd possibilities, except that whatever they came up with would be crazier than anything I could envision. And it's so nutty that it's turned San Francisco Mayor London Breed. Now, she's the voice of sanity and reason. That's a heavy lift there. She did agree that it's an important conversation to have, but she artfully zinged the school board. "What I cannot understand is why the school board is advancing a plan to have all these schools renamed by April, when there isn't a plan to have our school, our kids back in the classroom by then. Our families are frustrated by a lack of a plan, and they're essentially frustrated with the fact that the discussion of these plans weren't even on the agenda of last night's school board meeting. And that's rather damning. This is like looking at a car with a busted windshield and saying, the reason that that happened is because you have inferior windshield wiper blades, and we're going to replace those for you. So you're putting, you know, if I can borrow from that movie, Christine, it's like putting new windshield wipers on a busted windshield. Maybe London Reed doesn't understand that it's a lot more fun bloviating about the evils of Herbert Hoover, James Monroe, and Sierra Club founder John Muir, of all people, than it is to planning, you know, to actually bring the kids back to school. Because didn't she get the memo? She's in California. You know, these unionized teachers are perfectly happy receiving their full pay and benefits while doing nothing at home. Because California schools are all about the unions and not the kids. When you follow their decision-making progress, you find out that it has a Robespierre-like spirit that automatically removed anyone who was a colonizer or slave owner or used an inappropriate word, but gave a pass to others. Like the Malcolm X Academy, when somebody suggested it be renamed in light of the fact that Malcolm was once a pimp and therefore subjugated women, the committee decided that his later career redeemed his earlier missteps. And they're not talking about removing the names of Confederate generals who represented a dead regime that advanced slavery. They aren't trying to make distinctions between public figures who did terrible things and those who did great or even mediocre things, but simply reflected the flaws and attitudes of their time. It's an effort to purge any semblance of a Republican history and replace it with God knows what, but you can probably guess. And this is absolutely what they are about. No substance, no real, you know, children should be in school. Just put a number on it if that's what you got to do. Get them in school. I'll play your stupid game and say, okay, do what you got to do. But just get them in school. But just understand this. We understand you for what you are. We understand what you're doing. Back again next week. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. Keep the faith. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.